The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jim Cronin from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next hour, I shall be reading to you from the Reader's Digest and Consumer Reports. If you have any questions or would like to become a sponsor of this program or any of our other programs, please contact our office at 919-832-5138. Okay, just a little introduction here. We pretty much have used the May Reader's Digest up until through the second week of June. So we are now in the third week of June, and we're next now starting the Reader's Digest for June, and we've only taken a couple articles out of the Consumer Reports. So we'll be reading some things like introductory letters and editorials and stuff like that that normally we would read the first week. However, we got lucky and had extra information, so all was valuable. So anyway, let's start off with the Reader's Digest. Dear Reader, this is from the editor, Bruce Kelly. When I was in my 40s, I got a tantalizing call from my father. He'd been browsing through old Foot Locker and discovered letters from a great-great-great-uncle, Charles Kelly. They dated to 1922, when Charles had just been diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. At the time, the diagnosis was a death sentence. Somehow, this insurance man from Huron, South Dakota, made his way to the Mayo Clinic in Minnesota, where doctors were testing a new drug. Charles was accepted as one of the guinea pigs. He noted that each day's injection cost him a small fortune, though luckily he could afford it. By the time the University of Toronto team of doctors that had invented insulin won a Nobel Prize in 1923, Uncle Charles was back in Huron. The drug gave him 20 more years of life. Needless to say, this family history was riveting to me. When I was in my 20s, I returned home from college exhausted and went to see my doctor. He called me the next day and told me I had type 1 diabetes. It was a shock, totally out of the blue. There was no known history of diabetes in my family. For 20 years, I injected my insulin and took care of myself, but still I felt orphaned by my inexplicable disease. Charles's story changed that instantly. As our cover story makes clear, scientists still don't have answers for everything. Far from it. No one would ever know what triggered the once-hidden vulnerability in my genes to surface. But I am grateful for the mysteries they have solved and for my Uncle Charles's belated message across the generation that I wasn't alone. Interesting. Letters. Notes on the April issue. I really enjoyed reading about these mysteries. Life is always a lot more exciting when you are presented with challenging puzzles, including some might never solve. Kathy Pennance, Avila, Pennsylvania. Life in the Heartland. The article about farmers dying at suicide nearly twice the rate of the general population could not have been more timely this spring, with the record flooding of farmlands in the Midwest that will have a devastating effect on the farming community. I pray that farmers will be able to get mental health resources to assist them and prevent further losses. Thank you for printing the Farm Aid Hotline and the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline numbers. I remember the 1980s vividly. We had to sell our home because we lost it because of no jobs. We had to carry a second mortgage, and I remember the interest rate was high. The fact that the interest rates went up when people were already struggling was terrible. My friend's father committed suicide in 1986 after losing his farm. High interest rates were a factor in his loss. That's from Marge Hawley in Filer, Idaho. 9 really practical jokes. Number 7 talked about the wrong way to say driving on the highway. In recent years, there have been a number of tragic and fatal car accidents because of wrong-way drivers in our area. It is not a laughing matter, and I think including this in your issue was in poor taste. Susan Krause, Dayton, Ohio. Death rattle. And the author, Kyle Dickerson, said he'd always thought of the rattlesnake as the gentleman's viper, as it was thought to be considerate enough to warn you before it would strike. In many hikes over many decades, I have found numerous rattlesnakes that are either extremely slow to rattle or do not rattle at all. Russell Richer, River Redondo Beach, California. Word power. If the British English word to, ta, that's T-A, means thanks, does that mean my English relatives say ta-da for now? They are actually saying thanks for now instead of goodbye. Everyday Heroes. I could barely read Everyday Heroes through my tears. Thank you for highlighting people, the man who ran into the burning house to rescue a child, and the teenage airline passenger who helped a blind and deaf man communicate. whose acts of courage and compassion remind me that the world remains a beautiful and hopeful place. Carol Lingstad, Long Lake, Minnesota. I won! Congratulations to the Scrabble winner. I'll be using this helpful hints the next time I play against my husband, and I won't be sharing these hints with him. June Falver, Glenbury, Maryland. Falling in Love with the Library. The Library, a Love Story by Susan Orlean, brought back a rush of magical memories that I, too, shared with my mom at the library. I am truly grateful to her for opening up the world of books to me, and I cannot wait to share the same experience with my child. Susan Strine, Athens, Ohio. I was reminded of my granddaughter's comment when she was about 4, and my daughter took her to the local library. Looking around, she said, "Just think, Mom, if we had food and beds, we'd never have to leave." Nerone B. Heron, Douglasville, Georgia. 'Tis not quite the season. The summer heat is on its way. Actually, it's already here. What better time to think about Christmas cards? The Internet has turned this tradition into the endangered species, but we want to save it. Tell us about the funniest, sweetest, or most memorable holiday card you've ever received or given at rd.com/cards. Everyday Heroes. The boss had every reason to turn his back. Instead, he befriended a troubled man and hired him. Forgiveness is job one. And there's a picture of what looks like 4 construction workers with hard hats on and a gentleman in a coat and with a bald head and not a hard hat. George Voyle, second from the left, which is the gentleman I was speaking of, with employees who got a second chance. From left, Gregory Fallow, Kevin Mann, Zachary Allen, and Patrick Thunberg. Jeremy Miller is the last guy you expect George Voyle to hire. After all, Voyle's company, EnviroSafe, is an industrial steel processor outside Pittsburgh, where employees operate heavy equipment as they sandblast paint and steel used in bridges and buildings around the country. And Miller is a former drug user and dealer. What's more, he introduced Voyle's own daughter to heroin soon after she graduated from high school in 1998. It took Voyle's daughter until 2005 to get clean. Once she was, she became a drug and alcohol counselor. Among her goals was to get her friend Jeremy clean, too. He ended up in jail for selling and possessing drugs and aggravated assault, and she thought a job would help him get his life on track. I remember her saying, "I'll mention something to my dad," says Miller, now 40. And I was like, "Huh? Are you sure? Your dad, Dad?" Yes, George Voyle, the man who once chased this dangerous guy out of the house. Voyle had always resisted hiring anyone with a record at EnviroSafe. "This business is tough enough without bringing in addicts and criminals," he would say. But Voyle, now 70, developed a newfound faith in his later years. Through his church, he became a teacher and a prison ministry. Empathy and forgiveness are important to him. "God equipped us to have a heart," he said. So Voyle offered Miller a job as a laborer and even invited his new employee to carpool. Miller was a nervous wreck the first time he settled into the passenger seat of the 70-minute trip. "But with 5 minutes, I relaxed," he said. "I thought, okay, he's human." Storytellers both, the men talked and talked. During their trips, Voyle would learn that Miller had once been a baseball phenom. Miller learned that he had hoped that he and Voyle both shared a birthday with Abe Lincoln, February 12th. Soon, a genuine friendship flourished, as did Miller's performance at work, where he was promoted to a supervisory role. In part, because of Miller's success, Voyle hired more men with checkered pasts, including one who served time for homicide and another who was living under a bridge. Voyle, who runs the business with his son, estimate that of his 30 employees, 80-90% have backgrounds that would make it tough for them to get work. Men such as Gregory Fowler, Kevin Mann, Zachary Allen, and Patrick Thornburg all landed jobs, though they might otherwise might not have. Thornburg was hired to labor in 2014 and has since been promoted to shop foreman. "We are sharing lives, and that's huge to me," Voyle says. In hiring former addicts, Voyle isn't naive. He knows that many of them won't work out. In fact, that's what happened with Miller. After 3.5 years on the job, he relapsed following the death of his grandfather. The company gave Miller several chances, but let him go after the few positive drug tests. "It broke our hearts, but we had to send him on his way," Voyle says. He's undeterred by Miller's setback, and it still refers former inmates from the prison ministry to work at EnviroSafe. Miller now has a job painting trucks and is clean again. But he and Vorel realize that something was missing in their lives, their conversations. Now they meet for lunch a couple times a year and catch up just the way they did on their car rides, greeting each other with big hugs. I say, I love you, man, and he says, hey, I love you too, Vorel says. That's what I live for. Medal of Fellowship. And there's a picture of a woman, it looks like she's got a running outfit on with a tank top and running shoes. Her name is Kim Simple. She's celebrating after a race. The simple message of the medal, she said, is kindness. In 2012, Kim Stemple, a special education teacher, found herself tethered to an IV in a Boston hospital, being treated for one of several diseases that she had been diagnosed with, including lupus and lymphoma. The normally ebullient Stemple was naturally getting very depressed, and then a friend gave her a medal. Before she got too sick to exercise, Stemple had been a marathon runner. The medal came from a racing partner who had just finished a half marathon in Las Vegas and hoped the keepsake would act as a kind of vicarious pickup. It worked, like a charm, and then some. After Stemple hung the medal from her hospital IV pole, other patients said they wanted medals too. That got Stemple's thinking. A medal is a simple way to give a promise and positive message, she told pilotonline.com, and so was born her charity. We finished together, which collects medals from strangers, runners, dancers, swimmers, singers, and even spelling bee winners, and donates them to all sorts of people in need. Recipients have included hospital patients, residents of homeless shelters, and veterans. Part of the process involves the donor wanting a personalized note on the ribbon. This gives a connection to someone, says Stemple. If they received a medal, they know someone cares. Can a simple medal really make a difference? Yes, says Joanne Masura, who suffers from pulmonary fibrosis. I opened my package containing my new medal and the notes of positive, warm thoughts. I was overwhelmed, she wrote to Stemple. At that moment, I was sitting on my couch, breathing through the oxygen cannula because my lungs have deteriorated so badly. It means as much to me to feel that I am not alone. I won the Fly Casting World Championship. Maxine McCormick, age 15, Portland, Oregon. What's your longest cast? It's 189 feet in salmon fly distance. How did you get so good at such a young age? When I was 8, my dad brought me on a few fishing trips, but it was frustrating because my line would get tangled and I wouldn't catch anything. So I didn't start liking fish until I was 9. I learned how to cast. Now I do fly fishing without the fish. So you're not actually trying to catch anything. Nope. You're trying to hit a target or throw the fly as far as you can. You're competing against much older people. What's that like? It's definitely nerve-wracking because they are stronger than me, but I'm also pretty confident. What do your classmates think? Sorry about that. For the Estonia World Championship in 2016, I had to miss the first week of school. Everybody knew I'd won gold because my PE teacher was really excited about it, and she showed videos of me on the news to my whole grade. What's it like to have fans around the world? It's really cool, and I hope I inspire all young women to try this sport. McCormick defended her world title for accuracy in the women's division at the Fly Casting World Championship in 2018. How to use supplements like a doctor does. Which vitamins, minerals, and over-the-counter treatments do medical professions rely on for themselves? And there's a picture of several jars with different pills and all kinds of stuff in there and tape and things. There's a heartburn, and then there's heartburn. 3 years ago, Elroy Vigiani, M.D., experienced a debilitating chronic version of it. It was 10 out of 10 pain, and I would literally keel over at my desk, not able to do anything else, says Dr. Vigiani, the founder of Regina Medical in Los Angeles. This would happen every day for a week, every 1 to 2 months. Serious problems such as gastric ulcers and pancreatitis had been ruled out, so his doctor just kept recommending higher doses of the same drug. But Dr. Vigiani worried about taking Prozelec because the long-term use has been linked to osteoporosis and possibly irritable bowel syndrome. Turns out Tums and Zantac helped, but didn't fix the underlying issue. He needed a better solution, but he was stumped. That's when Dr. Voljani turned to supplements, taking cues from the study of functional medicine, which links to address the root of problem and treat each patient with a personalized mix of intervention. After he identified and eliminated his trigger foods, including his beloved Bulletproof coffee, a homemade blend of black coffee, coconut milk, and medium chain triglyceride oil, he decided to try some of the alternative remedies he'd been learning about. The next time his heartburn hit, he took a stomach-soothing blend of marshmallow root, licorice, and aloe extracts. You can find it online in health food stores. He also took probiotics, the amino acid L-glutamine, and a low dose of melatonin, which he'd read could reduce heartburn by tightening the lower esophageal sphincter and preventing acid reflux. Within a day, my symptoms subsided, he said. I didn't need to use medication at all during this episode, which had never happened before. After 2 weeks, he slowly began to reintroduce his trigger foods, and after 2 months, he stopped the supplements altogether and today uses them only if he overindulges. And now, I'm two years out, he asked, and I haven't needed Zantac or Prisolec once. These days, Dr. Voljani, that same protocol with patients looking to get their heartburn under control. He is one of many doctors who have experienced the benefits of supplements firsthand for conditions that include vascular issues, prediabetes, brain health, and mood disorders. Researchers agree that it is best to get your nutrition from food, but there is a growing body of scientific literature that shows these complements to conventional medicine can help improve the variety of health problems. These doctors have found that for themselves, and they are happy with their diagnosis and discoveries. Curcumin. I have a history of pretty severe depression that I wasn't diagnosed until medical school. At that point, I started taking Prozac. More recently, I added a second drug called Abilify. But I still felt like I wanted to sleep all the time. And there's literature that says curcumin, an antidepressant, qualifies. It can also help inflammation and pain. I was actually recommending it to people before I tried it, and I was like, why am I not trying it? I feel like I have more energy when I take this stuff. Plus, it helps with the weight loss goals. When I feel better, the more likely to track my food, not turn my food into energy or comfort. Charlie Zeltzer, MD, a Philadelphia-based physician specializing in weight loss. Vitamin D. I was feeling fatigued, even when I slept for 8 hours. But I attributed this to working long hours on my feet. I decided it was important to practice what I preach. So I went to my doctor for a physical. My vitamin D level was low. I started taking supplements, and in a couple of weeks I started to become more energetic, feel more focused, and sleep better. If my levels are normal at my retest, I'll be more conscientious about what I'm eating and get a little more sunlight, and maybe take some more topical beach vacations. Janet Vishwat, MD, a New York City-based family and emergency doctor. Omega-3s. I've been a vegetarian for many years, and although I started eating fish again, it's sporadic. Omega-3s may help our bodies in many ways, from brain cognition to cardiac health. As a cardiologist and a mom, I need my brain, so I put myself on a regimen. We know that food is the best medication, but I'm not always giving myself the best in my food. So I felt like taking a supplement was a good option for me. Suzanne Steinbrenner, doctor of osteopathy, director of Women's Cardiovascular Prevention, Health, and Wellness at Mount Sinai Hospital in New York City, and co-founding member of the Global Nutrition and Health Alliance. Vitamin C. Vitamin C has been shown in some studies to help reduce the risk of stroke. As a vascular surgeon, I recommend vitamin C supplement to partner to patients after a vascular procedure for a faster recovery, and I personally use it on a daily basis. Karen Bortica, MD, PhD, an endovascular and interventional surgeon at NYC Surgical Associates. Zinc. Zinc is one of the most important minerals to stave off infection. I recommend it to my allergy patients because they are generally more prone to infection. I take a daily multivitamin that contains it. Tanya Elder, MD, a New York City-based allergist and former chief medical officer of the Preventive Health Care Company, EHE. Chromium. There have been multiple studies on the use of chromium for diabetes. It is thought to improve the responsiveness of the insulin receptor. Those on high doses of insulin have had the best response to chromium. As an endocrinologist who does not have diabetes but has a family history of it, I make sure that my multivitamin has at least 50 grams of chromium. Ramesh Mueller, MD, an assistant clinical professor at David Giffen Social School of Medicine at UCLA, an associate chief of integrative medicine at U.S. Greater Los Angeles Healthcare System. Does that mean you're shiny if you take chromium? I don't know. Lutein and Zexactin. A large study called ARD-52 showed that the antioxidants lutein and zearanthin protected the retina from developing advanced age-related macular degeneration, while another small study showed that higher levels of plasma in lutein and zeaxanthin were significantly associated with higher cognitive performance. I take the ARD-62 dose of 10 milligrams of lutein and 2 milligrams of zeaxanthin. Although both antioxidants are present in leafy green vegetables, the absorption is not very efficient. So supplements may be useful even in people who have a healthy diet. Sonal Tall, MD, an ophthalmologist at the University of Florida Health. And we change subjects to a dairy tale romance. The dating app craze has officially spread to another species. Tutor, an app recently launched by the United Kingdom, plays matchmaker for cattle looking for breeding partners, with farmers making the actual connections. Swiping left with a hoof is very difficult. It's not as utterly crazy, as a U-D-D-E-R-L-Y, crazy as it sounds. Animals from at least 42,000 farms have Tutter profiles. Life in these United States. And there's a picture of a couple standing on the steps, and she's obviously not very happy with this date that he's given. And so here's the thing, Dan. When a guy eats less than me, it's a deal breaker. My daughter was anxious to do some landscaping at her new home. But then she called up sounding discouraged. I don't think I'll ever get these flowers planted, she moaned. It says to plant in full sun, but it's been cloudy for 4 days. My six-year-old loved his pet fish. He watched and fed it faithfully, morning and night. But one day while he was in school, his fish died. So I flushed it down the toilet. I told him when he got home, and he was inconsolable. Nothing I said helped. After a while, I asked, why are you crying so much? Arching his back, he shouted, I wanted to flush him. I'm lucky that my wife and mother are very close. I realized just how close the time I drove my mother to her doctor, which my wife usually does. When the doctor came into the room, my own dear mother introduced me as her daughter-in-law's husband. That's terrible. If the power goes out across North America, don't panic. My wife has enough candles stored away for everyone. Although I'd been dating a woman for several months, I guess I didn't know her as well as I thought. One day I called, and her 10-year-old son answered. Hi, I said, it's Tom. Can I speak with your mom? She responded, are you Tom 1 or Tom 2? Needless to say, his mother is now down to one Tom. Every year, from when I was age 5 to 12, screenwriter David Steppelman would receive a copy of the United States Constitution as a gift from his aunt, Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. In my 20s, I thought, aha, she was teaching me something very important about patriotism and law, he told the New Yorker. Now I'm in my 30s and have kids of my own, and I realize, no, she just got a discount at the Supreme Court gift shop. Toddler walks by with a hammer. Me, what are you going to make? Toddler, noise. Get me a rewrite. All of these headlines are real except one. Can you spot which is a humor site from the FARC.corn? Number one, man who jumped out of freezer and died was cold case suspect. Number two, some clownfish have no personality, Australian study finds. Number three, former Philly traffic court judge convicted of lying to feds seeks fresh start in Congress. Number four, body found at base of cliff near Mount Rushmore. The only four witnesses remain stone-faced. Number five, daycare center plans brat fry today. And guess which one it was? And It's number four, the body found at the base of the cliff near Mount Rushmore. The only four witnesses remain stone-faced. Quotable quotes. Some of the greatest conflicts are not between two people, but between one person and himself, Garth Brooks. I've always been motivated more by negative comments than by positive ones. I know that I do well. Tell me what I don't do well. Abby Wambach, athlete. Always do sober what you said you'd do drunk. That would teach you to keep your mouth shut. Ernest Hemingway, writer. Attitude is not everything, but it's almost everything. Mary Pfeiffer, author and psychologist. All I need in a relationship is somebody to watch TV with me. Jennifer Lawrence, actor. The most common way people give up their power is by thinking they don't have any. Alice Walker, author. Listen to the critics, but listen most carefully to those who spoke up when the sun was shining. Donald Graham, publisher. I wouldn't want to come back through reincarnation. Once was quite enough for me and everybody. Hans Zimmer, composer. And points to ponder. I realize that part of my identity is saying no to things I don't want to do. It is your right to choose what you do and don't do. It is your right to choose what you believe in and don't believe in. It is your right to curate your life and your own perspective. Lady Gaga, singer. 13 things surprising facts about skyscrapers. Number one, skyscraper didn't always mean a tall building. The earliest reference to the word dates back to 1788 when it was used to describe a really tall horse, according to the Oxford English Dictionary. By the 1790s, a Philadelphia physician had used the term to describe the triangular sail at the very top of a ship's mast. Today, Asia is leading in the race to the top, with 88 skyscrapers erected in 2018 in China alone. But builders there are still use a surprising ancient scaffolding material, bamboo. In Hong Kong, climbers known as taptang workers use bamboo poles and ties to rig scaffolding into place. It's believed they've been doing it this way for 1,500 years. Number three. After the Great Chicago Fire of 1871, the home insurance company hired architect William LeBaron Jenney designed a tall, fireproof headquarters. According to legend, Jenny was inspired to design the building's steel skeleton after his wife placed a heavy book on a small birdcage and found that the cage supported the weight. Today, that revolutionary structure is widely considered to be the first skyscraper. Number four. Since then, the competition to erect the world's tallest building has been as sharp as the top of the Empire State Building. In the late 1920s, auto magnate Walter Chrysler and his architect arranged for the secret construction of a spire that added 125 feet to the new Chrysler building, making it 1,046 feet tall. The plan allowed them to eclipse the 927-foot Bank of a Manhattan Trust building, now known as the Trump Building. However, only 11 months after the Chrysler was crowned the world's tallest, it was overshadowed by a new neighbor, the Empire State Building. Yet when it opened in 1931, less than 25% of the building was occupied. Big Apple wags called it the Empty State Building. Number six. The Empire State Building was also home to another spectacular achievement, the Guinness World Record for the longest elevator fall survivor. During a thick fog in July 1945, a B-25 bomber crashed into the building. 14 people died, but a 20-year-old elevator operator named Benny Lou Oliver plunged from the 75th floor and lived. Number seven. For almost a century, there was an unwritten rule in Philadelphia. The building should be no taller than Williamson's statue on top of City Hall. That changed in 1997 with the completion of the 945-foot One Liberty Place. Shortly thereafter, when none of Philly's powerhouse sports teams brought home a championship, locals blamed the high rise for that so-called curse of the Billy Pen. In 2007, iron workers placed a William Penn figurine on the highest beam of the new 974-foot Comcast Center. The curse wasn't broken until a year later, when the Phillies won the World Series. Number eight. Why is the Detroit Marriott at the Renaissance Center 727 feet tall and 72 stories, while the 200 Clendenin in Boston is 790 feet tall but has only 62 stories? is because stories are a pretty meaningless measurement. That's why we don't refer to stories when we talk about the height of a building. We refer to meters and feet, says Jason Gabel of the Council on Tall Buildings and Urban Habitat in Chicago. Number 9. For years, Los Angeles required any building 75 feet or higher or taller to install a helipad on the roof to rescue tenants during a fire or other emergency. But it made for boring architecture, flat roofs, no spires. The city finally agreed to change the rule if other safety requirements were met. At a 2017, the 1,100-foot Wilshire Grand Central Center became the tallest building west of the Mississippi, thanks to its sail-like top and proud spire. It has a helipod tucked near the top, too. Number 10. The largest skyscraper in the world always seems to be under construction. Jeddah Tower in Saudi Arabia is the latest, and it's slated to stretch nearly 1 kilometer, 3,200 feet, into the sky when it's completed in 2020. Wow, that's tall. Number 11. By some measures, the 2,063-foot KVL-TV tower near Blanchard, North Dakota, is the tallest structure in the United States. It's held up by guy wires, but it does the job. You need to cover a large area to get to enough people, says Doug Jensen, chief engineer at KVTX NBC, told Medium.com. Number 12. If you are prone to wooziness, avoid Chicago's Willis Tower, formerly known as the Sears Tower. Like most skyscrapers, it's designed to sway in the wind, has been known to move more than a foot, than 3 feet in a stiff gale. Many builders put hundreds of tons of ballast at the top of their towers to limit the motion. 13. Surprisingly, Frank Lloyd Wright, America's most celebrated architect, is the father of only one skyscraper. Wright had designed the structure for New York City, but the Depression put the kibosh on that plan. Finally, in 1956, oil pipeline magnate Harold C. Price commissioned the 19-story Price Tower for his company's headquarters in Bartsville, Oklahoma. Thou shalt have fun. Vacation Bible School is a phrase that gets less exciting for kids as each word is introduced. And with that, let's roll over to Consumer Reports. And here's from the editor, president and CEO, her opening comments. Set a course for safer driving. At an age when cars, like so many of the products we are using, are growing increasingly complex, it has never been more important for drivers to be vigilant all about the choices they make before they get behind the wheel. Years ago, that sort of judgment was limited to the physical safety, performance, and reliability of a vehicle. Today, however, threats to our safety and comfort on the road can come from poorly designed software, just as they might from a worn-out brakes or faulty transmission. Our cars are now routinely equipped with sophisticated dashboard panels, touchscreen, voice recognition systems, and other technologies that we rely on for navigation, entertainment, and communication. This month, CR members offer feedback on their infotainment systems to help shine a light on the ever-expanding world of in-car technology. We all know that a more responsive touchscreen is an intuitive display that can make the split-second difference between tech that serves our needs and tech that just puts us at risk. If the routing app frequently crashes, or if a request to call Bob gets interpreted as call boss, or if it takes an unwieldy swipe and three clicks to skip to the next song, that makes all the more likely that we'll take our focus away from the road. In a separate investigation, we examine how car recalls aren't adequately communicated to people when they shop for used vehicles. Millions of defective, dangerous vehicles remain on the market, putting consumers at risk. CR wants to help you keep your eyes on the choices that matter most so you can keep your focus on the road ahead. Marta Teltelato, President and CEO. And letters. Our April 2019 annual auto issue, which we read some of, fueled an important discussion with our readers on emergency safety technology, electric vehicles, and more. I read Making the World Safer for Pedestrians in the April issue. I agree that phones cause a big distraction when driving. I also feel, though, that a big factor in accidents is the reduced visibility out of newer vehicles. Lots of things, including pedestrians, can be hidden momentarily by the corner pillows that go down to the sides of windshields. Editor's note, we are big proponents of unobstructed outward visibility, and that's why it's an integral part of our vehicle testing. Using a point system, cars that have good or hampered visibility are rewarded or penalized, respectively, which is reflected in the scores of each vehicle we rate. This fine article on pedestrian safety outlined what the auto industry can and should do to improve pedestrian safety. But I also believe a major cause of injury and death is that the majority of pedestrians believe it's the responsibility of the driver of a 3,000-pound medical vehicle to see them and stop. The majority do not even glance to see whether a vehicle is approaching. If all pedestrians look carefully before crossing, fatalities would be greatly reduced. All the technology in the world is no substitute for common sense. In the March 30, 2016 Insurance Institute for Highway Safety report on headlight ratings, only one out of 31 evaluated earned a good rating. If it were acceptable, 11 were acceptable and 19 were either marginal or poor. I waited to see your April 2019 car issue to address what I consider a major safety issue. In your article on pedestrian safety, you addressed many lighting issues and stated that 75% of pedestrians are hit at night. Amazingly, nowhere did you mention the function and quality of headlights. Editor's note. At our track facility, we test headlights on every single vehicle, and our main criteria is safety, meaning how well the lights allow a driver to see what's ahead. Also, turn to our road report in this issue, and we'll look at that, to learn about what headlight degrade over time and what you can do to stay safe. Better braking. One day, I happened to be following a Palo Alto Police Department motorcycle, and I noticed that every time the officer slowed down, his brake light would flash at different rates, depending on how quickly his bike was slowing down. If he was slowing down at a low rate, the light would flash at a low rate. If he was slowing down at a fast rate, the brake light would flash fast. I followed him and was able to talk to him about his brake light. He said if every vehicle on the road had one of these flashing lights on them, it would put the weak wrecking yards out of business. For some reason, it never caught on. I can't understand why. Many accidents are rear-enders. I think pushing the pulsing system could be mandatory on all vehicles. Since I know that CR is very interested in making driving safer, I would like to request that you try to help make this statement a requirement. Editor's note, we agree that this is probably a smart idea, and will happily look into it. Your top 10 pick story says that only most outstanding vehicles achieve a spot on our list. However, the article then goes on to exclude any and all cars that do not have automatic emergency braking as a standard feature. Are there no outstanding cars without AEB? I'm sure everyone would agree that AEB is a great feature, and we look forward to the day when all cars have it. But don't publish an article marked as top cars features when it's really the magazine's effort to strong-arm the industry, albeit for a good reason, into making a change. Editor's note. CR is a nonprofit that advocates for a fairer, safe marketplace for all consumers. As such, we test products so only for performance, but also for a good value and safety for consumers. So we've long given extra credibility to cars that get better fuel economy and have more advanced safety equipment that has been proven to reduce crashes and injuries. AEB has been shown to significantly cut crashes and safety features and that can reduce injuries or save lives should not be a luxury. So we standard AEB is essential in our top 10 picks. Also in the Auto Issues new car profiles, you can read about all the cars we test, regardless of the AEB offerings. RV, EV cars, and more. In the two-page spread about fuel economy, best and worst list in your recent car issue, there was no mention of electric vehicles. EVs are the efficiency champs, and they were not mentioned at all. Most EVs are more efficient than the most efficient gasoline vehicle you listed, and you need to make consumers aware. Editor's note, CR has been at the forefront of testing EVs and other alternative fuel vehicles since the first mass-produced models arrived in 2011. There is no question that EVs are very efficient and benefit from low running costs. At the same time, we make sure to surface their limited range and slow charging times. Our job is not to promote any particular technology, but to inform and empower consumers to make the right choice for their needs. We're working on a longer article on EVs, but for now, you can read more of this at cr.org/EV0619. Please stop giving such high marks to electric cars such as Tesla. These cars are fair weather, short mileage cars. They cannot compete in bad weather or long trip mileage with even the worst rated gas power cars. When the ideal battery comes along, electric cars will undoubtedly win. But the reality is that today they're only for the wealthy. Editor's note, you're right, that an EV's range still can't compete with the gas vehicles. But there are increasingly more brands and models to consider outside of those well-known Tesla vehicle. Ask our experts in this issue where we discuss the new EVs we're testing and a few lower-cost options worth exploring. In new car ratings, I believe you incorrectly listed the Porsche Macan S as having a 0 to 60 acceleration time of 6.4 seconds. The manufacturer's list is 5.1. Editor's note, results from acceleration tests can vary significantly depending on the methodology used. CR's tests are designed to simulate real-world conditions and not necessarily to produce the ultimate best times. We measure 0 to 60 mile per hour acceleration from a complete standstill and without torque braking, revving the engine with a foot on the brake pedal. The thoroughness of your annual vehicle issue is superb, as always. However, the back page article, Driving by Gender, is indecipherable to me. As one of the 8% of the male population who are colorblind, I can't detect the color difference in the charts, like probably 150,000 others who get CR. Please keep color issues in mind as you continue to strive to improve, as I know you do. Editor's note, going forward, we'll use new technology to help avoid color problems like the one you rightly painted. Point out. In the meantime, we've redesigned our driving by gender charts in new colors, which you can access at cr.org/gender0619. Drugstore discounts. Your article in the March 2019 issue titled Get More from Your Drugstore fails to mention an excellent source of medications. Veterans may be eligible for free medications at their local Veterans Affairs hospital or clinic. Editor's note, to explore your eligibility, you can go to the VA or call 877-222-8387. Dangerous dressers. Thank you for shedding light on dangerous dressers in our home. I personally experienced these dangers 3 years ago when my little brother, then 8, was trapped under a nearly empty 40-inch dresser that fell after he opened all 4 drawers. Luckily, he was old enough to call for help, and he escaped with only minor scrapes and bruises. I hope that our article can stir up action for mandatory safety standards for dressers. I read the commentary on the danger of dressers tipping over and the lack of regulations for dressers shorter than 30 inches tall. Looking at the test results, it seems that the less safe dressers have smaller depths. This is not pointed out. Editor's note, we believe you cannot determine the stability of a dresser based on its appearance or depth measurement alone, and it could be dangerous to assume otherwise. In our testing, 2 dressers with 20-inch or greater depth failed some of our tipping tests, and 1 15.5-inch deep dresser passed all of our tests. As we mentioned in our article, the 4 characteristics that tend to identify a stable dresser are the distance that the drawer extends from the front face of the dresser, its depth, and the overall height, weight, and the presence of back weight. And here is what we're testing in our labs. Fitness trackers. We tested 26 models. We test for ease of use, such as interacting with the device menu and interface, its step accuracy, water resistance, reliability of the screen test, and more. The one with highest score was GPS tracker and easy to save screen, the Samsung's Gear at $150. Stylish and simple to use, the Fitbit Charge 3 at $150. Nice for tykes, Garmin VivoVolt Jr. 2, $80. It's pretty. It's got cartoon characters or flowers all over it. Lightweight laptops. We tested 13 models. We test for performance while running applications, web browsers, and games, the size, color, brightness, and glare of display, portability, ergonomics, and more. The longer battery life, the LG Gram 13, $950. Most lightweight are the big screens, LG Gram 15Z 980, $1,600. Petite performer, Apple MacBook, MNY H2L, 12-inch screen. 77 was the score, and it's $1,265. Portable grills. We tested 14 models. We test for evenness of heating over the grill surface, ease of use, how quickly the grill preheats, how wide is the temperature range of the grill offers, and more. The Great Griller, three burners, Broil King Porter Chef at $300. Quick to preheat, two burners, Cuisinart at $200. Budget friendly, one burner, Charbroil True Infrared Grill, $130. Food processors for $100 or less. We tested 16 models. How well a model can chop onions and almonds, shred carrots and cheese, slice celery and mushrooms, puree peas and carrots, and more. Small but mighty, the Auster Pro 1200 Plus Food Processor Attachment, $90. Super Shredder, Hamilton Beach 8-cup stock and snap, $100. Excellent Chopper, Cuisinart DLC-6, $100. Snack bars. We tested 33 bars, flavor and texture attributes. We also evaluate the nutrition of each bar based on calories, sodium, fats, sugars, dietary fibers, and more. The best overall no-sodium was Pure Organic Wild Blueberry Fruit and Nut Bar, $2 per bar. Very tasty and high fiber. Kind Plus Cranberry Almonds Antitoxins with Macadamia Nuts Bar. Actually, I've had that. It is very good. And that's $1.25 per bar. Low calories and sugars. Lard for Nut and Seed Crunchy Bar Dark Chocolate Almond, $1.30 per bar. Dehumidifier Small Capacity. We tested three models. How many pints of water the model removes from the air per day in humid conditions, noise, energy efficiency, and more. The deluxe dehumidifier was the Frigidaire FAC-30. That's $180. Stands up to cool rooms. The Y-Rider, and that's interesting. It's WHYNTR, the Winter RPD 175. And three fan speeds is the Frigidaire FFA-D3 at $190. And then we get some car insights. 2018-19 models, the Honda CR-V or the Toyota RAV4. The Honda CR-V and Toyota RAV4 are two popular SUVs among Consumer Reports members. No surprise, they're both tested well for years. Where they're equal, they're the same length, width, and height, and weigh within 60 pounds of each other. They're neck and neck in a number of performance metrics in our road tests, including fuel economy, front seat comfort, handling, and ride quality. Our members also tell us in CR's exclusive auto survey that each is very reliable and their ownership experience has been positive. But these two models aren't identical twins. Here's the key differences. Where the CR-V shines, the Honda takes top honors for its quieter interior, ease of getting in or out, a more comfortable rear seat, and better interior fit and finish. These attributes help the CR-V pick up considerably higher road test score than the RAV4. Where the RAV4 shines, the Toyota has an ace up its sleeve, its advanced safety features. Every version of the RAV4 comes standard with forward collision warning and automatic emergency braking, as well as lane departure warning and lane keeping assist. The CR-V's Honda sensing system has those same four safety features, but they're not available on all trims. For instance, the base 1X trim of the CR-V can't be equipped with them, not even as an option. CR's take. The RAV4's standard safety features boost the overall score, but our road test results give the CR-V the edge. Buyers of the CR-V should purchase an EX trim starting at $27,250 to get the safety equipment we recommend. More 2019 SUVs to consider. City-friendly, the Subaru Crosstrek, $22,000 to $35,000. Fun to drive is the Mazda CX-4, $24,500 to $37,000. And safety comes standard, the Nissan Rogue, $25,000 to $35,000. I'm sorry, $33,000. Ask our experts. I have a sizable Blu-ray and DVD collection, but it's tough to find a laptop with a disk drive. What can I do? In an effort to make laptops smaller, most brands no longer offer disk drives, which can be frustrating to consumers like you. A disk drive is especially handy if you don't have access to a good broadband service for streaming. Dell and HP still produce a handful of models with DVD drives, says Nicholas DeLoan, a CR electronic editor, but those models tend to be heavier and not as powerful as the models in our ratings with built-in drives. A better solution is to choose a great laptop from our range and buy an external drive, which plugs into any laptop's USB port. As Asus and LG have models for about $30 to $100. That way you don't sacrifice overall laptop performance for movie viewing. Best for $100 or less, cordless drills. Need a Father's Day gift for dad or hubby? These budget, well, this is going to broadcast 2 days after Father's Day, so this really doesn't apply. But still, you're never a bad idea to have that. These budget-friendly buys get the job done, from sample fixes to heavy-duty work. Heavy-duty, Hercules HC91K1 for $100. Light-duty, the Works, WORX, WX1761 for $100. General use, the Rigid R8205K for $90. Time Traveler and Cooling AC. This is one of those interesting things where they go through the years that they have it. 1902, Willis Haviland Carrier designed the first modern air conditioning system. 1932, air conditioning units that can be placed on a window ledge hit the market, but they're still too expensive to be widely purchased. 1940, we test 47 electric fans and point out a safety concern. The back of the blades can cause severe cuts, so guards on both sides of the fan are important. 1951, two new types of electric fans are in stores, the floor air circulator and the high velocity air circulator. After testing 32 fans, we find that neither is as good as an oscillating fan. 1960, in a test of 15 air conditioners, the top-rated GE model is the fastest at cooling in all of the models in our test. 1967, filter cleaning is the most frequent maintenance chore in our testing. We discover that QuietCool's filter is a slide-out frame is the most efficient to remove. 1973, we put two similar-looking ACs against each other. The top-rated 5,500 BTU General Electric is a high-efficiency unit, but we estimate that the 5,000 BTU GE model uses about 30% more electricity. 1989. A ceiling fan is a romantic way to stir the air, but it might not work well with low ceilings and can't dehumidify like an air conditioner. In 1992, the Environmental Protection Agency introduces Energy Star as a voluntary laboring program to identify and promote energy-efficient models. In 2019, along with window units, we test portable ACs. The unit above is a top portable performer. It's the Winter, WHYNTR, ARC-1250 at $460. A printer you can count on. Product Spotlight. If you're frustrated by a bulky or busted printer, CR's lead printer tester, Rich Sullen, can sympathize. But he isn't surprised. Tens of thousands of CR members responded to our most recent survey on printers, and many reported problems with major brands. To help you find models that last, CR now uses survey data to incorporate predicted reliability and owner satisfaction into our overall scores for printers, and it has caused some big shifts in our ratings. Because of consumer data we received about the poor reliability of Epson printers, we no longer recommended any Epson models, along with some types of printers from Samsung and HP. We also found that inkjets, though great for printing photos, tend to be more problematic than laser printers. If you need to print photos, your best bet is with a well-rated all-in-one inkjet model from Brother, Canon, or HP, which all earn good brand reliability ratings. Good? Not good enough for you? These are some very reliable brands of color and lasers. They tend to be pricey and are better printing color graphics than photos. If you need to print only text, go for all-in-one black and white laser printer from Brother, Canon, or HP instead. They rate excellent for predictive reliability. You may have to pay more up front, but laser printers can save you money in the long run because toner cartridges last much longer than ink ones. If you can afford the initial cost, a reliable laser printer is the best choice for many people, Sullen says, and a predicted brand reliability. Brother gets this is all-in-one black and white lasers. Brother, Canon, HP got the highest rating. Samsung and Dell got much lower. All-in-one color lasers, Brother got a fairly high rating. HP got a fairly high rating. Canon, Dell got a lower rating, and Samsung got a down. All-in-one inkjets, Brother got a good rating. Canon got a good rating. HP got a good rating. Epson and Kodak got hard down ratings. Money saver. Why vacationing with your pet? If you're a pet owner, it's no secret that dog sitters and kennels are a pricey addition to your vacation costs. But don't assume that bringing your schnoodle pup along will always be cheaper, our money experts say. Airlines usually charge around $125 one-way to fly a small dog to most destinations. And because your pet, which must be in an air-compliant carrier, counts as a carry-on item, you may need to pay to check your suitcase. Larger dogs often need to fly in the cargo hold, which can cost up to $1,000 each way. Go to pettravel.com or bringfido.com to see what airlines charge and add up the cost before booking. To save on fees, consider a road trip instead. Most car rental companies are pet-friendly and don't charge additional fees. Just put a sheet over the seat or quickly vacuum to avoid cleaning fees. And look for hotel chains that let pets stay free, such as Kempton Hotels, Motel 6, and Red Roof Inn. June is the best time to buy pressure washers. Do you sell stores often off discounts on this last year's models? Sunscreens. At the start of the season, buy one, get one sales will help you save on sunscreen protection. And drills. Look for Father's Day deals in the first 2 weeks of the month. Well, we're in the second 2 weeks, so that kind of screws that up. And let's close out with a couple of things and all in a day's work. I was ushering at the University of Delaware graduation when I noticed a harried-looking woman carrying an infant. Can I help you, I ask? I can't believe there's no baby changing station in the ladies' room, she said. That's odd, I said. There's one in the men's room. Good, she said, thrusting her baby at me. You change him. Alfred Nye, Wilmington, Delaware. One of my shelf stalkers is always late and always has an excuse. His latest, my sister was in a fatal car accident and I stayed home until she got better. And with that, we've just about run out of time for today's broadcast of the Reader's Digest and Consumer Reports. Be sure to listen in next time. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. We would like to thank all of our past sponsors for their generous contributions to the Reading Service. If you have any comments or questions or would like to be a sponsor, please call us at 919-832-5138. I'm Jim Cronin, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. So long until next time, and thanks so much for listening.